This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 319 for Thursday, March 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher Thursday morning, finding follow-through strength after climbing sharply higher yesterday. Canola up 80 cents to a dollar in early activity. May up 80 cents at $649.40 per ton. Yesterday's move above the psychological $640 per ton level was supportive as prices hit their highest levels since early January. The market did make an attempt to move above $650 this morning, the next resistance, but was running into resistance at that level. Gains in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures did provide some spillover support, but soy oil is holding closer to unchanged with the bias lower. Scale-up farmer selling also tempered the advances, with farmers still thought to be holding large amounts of unpriced canola they may want to move before spring seeding. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat also holding on to gains, although activity more choppy in the grains. Soybeans underpinned by some chart-based positioning this morning. The May contract up a penny at $12.10 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly soybean export sales of just under 500,000 tons. That was up by 31% from the previous week. However, the U.S. does continue to face competition out of Brazil, as recently harvested supplies from that country make their way to export channels. Corn, it is holding on to small gains, up 3 cents in May at $4.42 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 1.2 million tons were down 8% from the previous week, but still at the higher end of trade expectations. Positioning ahead of next week's planting intentions report from the USDA kept some caution in the grains and oilseeds, with ideas U.S. corn seedings may end up above earlier expectations. Wheat futures bouncing around both sides of unchanged, but the bias turning higher. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3 cents in the May contract at $6.58 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat also 3 cents higher in May at $5.83 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat 3 cents higher in the May contract at $5.48 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales did hit a marketing year low, with cancellations surpassing any fresh business to result in a net decline of 110,000 tons of old crop business. But new crop sales were solid, coming in at just under 300,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, March 21st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.